China's GDP expanded 12.7% year-on-year in the first half of 2021. In the second quarter, the economy grew by 7.9%. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi is urging Pakistan to quickly find out the cause of a bus blast that led to the death of Chinese nationals. Wang Yi has held talks with his Pakistani counterpart in the Tajik capital Dushanbe, where foreign ministers from the Shanghai Cooperation Organization member countries gather for meetings. The incident took place yesterday morning in northwest Pakistan. The bus carrying Chinese workers was heading towards a construction site. Wang Yi stressed that its criminals must be immediately arrested and severely punished if it's a terrorist attack. Foreign ministers of the SCO member countries have issued a joint statement over Afghanistan. This follows a meeting in the format of the SCO Afghanistan contact group held in Tajik capital Dushanbe. The ministers advocate the development of Afghanistan as an independent, neutral, united, peaceful, democratic, and prosperous state. They agree that peace and stability in the country is one of the main factors in ensuring security in the SCO region. A meeting of the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers has also been held in the Tajik capital. Chinese Foreign Minister Wang Yi called for continued efforts to keep the organization on a healthy and stable path of development. Iran's outgoing president says his country is capable of enriching uranium up to a weapons-grade level of 90%. Speaking at a cabinet meeting, Hassan Rouhani said despite foreign pressure, the country managed to keep its nuclear program going under the 2015 nuclear deal with world powers. The president has rarely spoken about weapons-grade enrichment of uranium. Iran began enriching uranium up to 60% in April. President Vladimir Putin says Russia and the United States have a shared interest in battling climate change. He made remarks in a phone conversation with U.S. Special Presidential Envoy for Climate John Kerry. Both of them agreed that the climate issue is one of the areas where the two countries have common interests and similar approaches. They also exchanged views on the prospects for bilateral cooperation on environmental protection in the Arctic. The British Prime Minister says the government extending football banning orders to include online racism. Boris Johnson made remarks after British police opened investigations into the online racist abuse of three players of African descent in the England football team following its defeat in the final of the UEFA European Championships. Johnson says he condemns and abhors such attacks.
So what we're doing is today taking practical steps to ensure that the football banning order regime is changed, so that if you are guilty, Mr. Speaker, of racist abuse online of footballers, then you will not be going to the match. No ifs, no buts, no exemptions, and no excuses.
The Prime Minister reportedly told social media companies on Tuesday that the government expects them to do everything they can to identify those responsible for racist abuse of England footballers. Cruise ships over a certain size or weight were surpassing specific pollution levels would now be allowed to ply the Giudecca Canal, a major sea artery in Venice, starting next month. It comes as the UN Culture Agency is considering adding Venice to its list of World Heritage in danger sites.